Welcome to the debut of Giants Access Blue, the training camp report, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery for 2014 training camp. I'm Bob Papa from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Coming up on the show, you'll hear from new Giant Rashad Jennings, as well as head coach Tom Coughlin. We'll take you on the beat with Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. But to get things started, we take a look at two position groups for the Giants, running back and linebacker.
I think we have to make sure we are in good shape with our offense. Our goals, obviously, are to show everybody that we can be an effective running corps. That's important. We have to be able to pass block. We have to be able to catch. We're going to also try to make sure with our good competition, because we have good numbers right now, that we're going to have the cream rise to the top.
That's the way to stretch, man.
Good. That's good. That's what I'm talking about.
Rashad obviously came to us from Oakland. He's done a really good job. He's smart. He's big. He's physical. And so right now I'm expecting him to have a really, really outstanding season. David Wilson, tremendous speed. He's got really good burst on the edge. He is bigger than you think, so he's able to hold up pass protection. So I can't wait to see how David's going to get a chance to show what he can do after being about a year or so away from a full year of football. Peyton Hillis, big veteran back. He's shown what he can do. He can run, he can block, he can catch, he understands the system, and right now he's done it by doing a really good job so far in the offseason. Andre Williams, young guy coming from Boston College. Right now we have worked a lot on his pass protection, which he was not asked to do a ton of, and his catching skills. So far he's improved significantly. Michael Cox, very good speed, good burst if you've seen him play. Can handle the protection, can handle the pass catching. So far, I've been very pleased. Kendall, a halfback, he's run well. He's in the right spot all the time, but he is one I specifically can't wait to get to the preseason to see how he's going to do. Henry, old school, tough guy, can move the pile, understands the offense, great leader in the room, obviously a veteran that you can count on. John has caught the ball well. He's blocked well. He's come out there. He puts his eyes on you, and he does a good job of being physical. So I'm excited to see how both those guys are going to compete against each other and push each other as they have done. When it's all said and done, they're going to see a group that runs hard, that first and foremost protects the football, which I think is key. And second, they can make a difference in the run game and also give the quarterback some outlets in the passing game that will allow us to move the chains, make first downs, and try to win that championship, which is what we're looking to do.
Stallions on three. One, two, three. Stallions! See ya!
I think the biggest thing is just getting the defensive package down. Get the younger guys back up to speed, because it's usually it's harder for them because it's only their second time here. And the communication part with the other players, and just making sure that we're all on the same page. You know, the way we play defense is the way we play defense, and the expectations are, and we're going to be a great Giant defense like the past Giant defenses, and that's where we want to be. John's career speaks for itself. He's always been prepared. He's probably the best physical shape of his life. Great leader, great person, great for the room. And he'll be inserted in and take off where he was last year. I think Jamil has gotten to become a Giant, and the guys are feeling good about being there with him. He's done a great job as the mic backer, and I like his mentality. He's a tough guy, loves to practice, loves to play, loves the game. Great communicator. Juan can be a premier type player. He can play all three downs. And so we're looking to find ways to use his talents. Spencer's a smart guy, knows all the positions. You know, you can insert him in anywhere and he'll do a great job. Mark's probably one of the smartest guys in the room. Works hard at his craft. Does a lot of great things for the team. To me, you always want a guy like that in your room. Devon is doing a great job for a rookie. The game's not too big for him, which is what you always look for in a rookie. Is the game too big for him? It's not. He goes out, he's practicing against veteran guys, and he knows what he's doing. He doesn't get confused, and I like that. there's a different kind of a toughness there, and I can feel it, I can sense it, and I've been around tough linebackers before, and I feel like this group is, it's different, and so I have a feeling there's going to be some hitting going on, and to me, I kind of like that.
Backers on three. One, two, three. Backers. Beef.
Giants have certainly added competition at both of those position groups. When we come back, we'll meet one of the new faces, running back Rashard Jennings, as we continue with Giants Access Blue, the training camp report after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. Well, the Giants look to bolster their running game in the offseason, and they added a quality back in Rashard Jennings. After playing his first 4 years with Jacksonville, Rashard Jennings had a breakout year last year with the Oakland Raiders. He started 8 of 15 games and recorded a career high in rushing attempts with 163 and 733 yards rushing with 6 touchdowns.
Rashard Jennings, who we signed from Oakland, is just a consummate pro. He's been a backup there, but when he got his chance to play, he really shined. This guy's smart, tough inside runner, got really good hands, can block. So we love his versatility, and we think he still has upside. And we think we have a strong stable of backs that he's going to rotate well in there.
And Rashard joins us here on the program. So has it been making the adjustment from the West Coast to the East Coast, Raiders to the Giants?
Well, you know, first, I'm humbled to be here. It's a great organization, a tremendous franchise, and under the leadership of Tom Coughlin, I'm excited to be here. And the transition has been great. You know, well, one, I think I could write a book on traveling now and how much goes into it in detail. But, you know, I'm thrilled, again, get to come here and be a part of an organization that knows the recipe how to win championship.
All right, tell me a little bit about Ben McAdoo's offense, because unlike new players that normally come in here, they had to learn the old offense. But here now, everybody, the guys that were here beforehand and the new guys like yourself, are all learning together. What are some of the things about the offense you like?
You know, I like coming into it because it's a new offense and we get to take ownership over it. It's our offense, the guys that's in the locker room currently. You know, we're learning it together. Nobody kind of has a clue already what we're doing or sort of upper hand. We're learning it together and we take ownership. And what I like about it, it has a little bit of everything. You know, I believe we have many tools to fix any problem that occurs on the football field at any time, both in the run game and pass game. So, you know, and also looking at the personnel we have, I think it fits.
All right, you come from a team, the Raiders, that revolving door at quarterback. Now you come to a team where you got a guy that's won 2 Super Bowls, who's been here for 10 years, who's worked under the same head coach for 10 years. How much of a comfort level does that give you, knowing that there's stability in very important places?
Yeah, playing with a tremendous quarterback makes a difference. It does. And I could tell that just even in the practices. You know, it makes it one. It's going to make defenses respect. It spreads the box count out a little bit. Makes the defense have to play on their toes and honest. And obviously, it's complementary football to the run game, and vice versa.
All right, what do you say to Giants fans as your strengths as a running back?
My strengths, you know, I always pride myself on being a complete back, and that's a guy who knows how to protect the quarterback, knows how to protect the football. 4th and 1, the guy you can call on. 1st and 10, the guy you can call on. Goal line, the guy you can call on. Passing game, whatever it may be, there's no reason to come off the football field, move the chains.
You know they don't mess around here when it comes to quarterback protection. As a running back, you better know how to protect the quarterback, right?
Yeah, as a rookie coming in the league, that's the first thing you got to learn. If you can't protect the quarterback, then you cannot play.
Well, Rashard, we appreciate you taking a couple minutes to join us. Good luck this season, and welcome to the Giants.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Pleasure to be here.
All right, Rashard Jennings joining us here on the program, and Coach Coughlin always preaches protecting the quarterback. We'll hear from the head coach when we return after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. The Giants opening up training camp this week at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, and joining us, the head coach of the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin. And Coach, I know after all the planning, it's fun to get them back out on the field and get to work, is it?
It's nice to get to work. It really is, and we're excited about that part of it. You know, we had our first day on the field yesterday, and some good, some bad, but we're at it. We're started.
All right. I have to ask you, obviously, earlier in the week when the team first reported the announcement, Chris Snee, his retirement, and just a big loss, not only as a football player, but as a character individual for this franchise.
As a man, you know, better man than he is a player, and it doesn't get any better than Chris Snee was as a player. So, yeah, we had some sad days there, but, you know, as I think Chris did the best thing for himself and definitely the best thing for the Giants in terms of allowing us to make those moves early enough to, you know, get another lineman in here and get to work in this preseason, developing another guy that can go. So, you know, we're going to miss Chris. He's a great Giant. He'll always be a great Giant. So, but the way that he played the game is the way that you want it played. You know, for the first 3 years here, Bob, I don't know if he said anything. All he did was go to work on the field, and that's what you want, you know. Don't tell me, show me. You know, go play the game the way it's supposed to be played. And as he did it, he was humble. You know, he conducted himself with dignity. You know, obviously represented the Giants very well in the community, in the classroom, in the weight room, and on the field. And as I said, Chris is a great Giant, and he left his mark, his legacy on the field. And, you know, it's our job now to go on from here.
And coaches always talk about opportunity and competition, and now it's got to be fun in a lot of ways to see which guy is going to take advantage of an opportunity to replace Chris Snee.
Well, that's one part, but there's a lot of new faces here. I think someone quoted the other day, there's three guys from the 07 team still on our team. So change is a part of the NFL. There's lots of spots open, lots of competition, and I hope people rise to the occasion and recognize that.
Outside of your first year in Jacksonville, when you started the franchise literally from scratch, have you ever been part of an NFL team that's had this many new faces to start a year?
I don't think so. No, I think having seen Plan B and free agency and all of those things taken into consideration, this would be the second most change turnover that I've seen in an NFL team.
How's it going with the new offensive coordinator, Ben McAdoo? I mean, you're an offensive expert when you look at your career and the teams that you've had. What's it been like trying to find out what he's all about and then meld it into what your true core philosophies are?
Well, that's when we hired Ben, we knew that he was the right guy for the job. Young, enthusiastic, very knowledgeable, excellent communicator. Does a good job with the players, does a good job with the coaches, has a great work ethic. So all of those things have been, when we hired Ben, we knew what we were getting, and there's been no disappointments there. What we have to do, one of the reasons we did that was to energize, invigorate, rejuvenate, whatever word you want to grab, those were the reasons we did it. And I think my thinking was that even as far as Eli went. We wanted to stimulate. We wanted people to be, again, caught up in the idea of having to work and study and never knowing what's coming next and being able to take advantage of that. And I think it certainly has taken root. And hopefully is going to show up in the way that we play.
When you look at Tom Coughlin teams over the years and the offensive numbers, whether it was what you did in Jacksonville with Brunell or Eli rewriting the passing books and big plays, but your core still is about running the ball. And that's an area of emphasis, isn't it?
It's about balance, and we didn't have it last year, and we paid the price for it. So, you know, that's the thing that we have to get back to is the great balance, because when we can run the football, it creates tremendous opportunities for the quarterback in the passing game.
Coach, we appreciate the time.
Thank you, Bob.
It's New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin. Now it's time to take a look at sights and sounds of training camp 2014.
Camp, baby.
Told me to do it.
Nah, not to me. Don't do it to somebody else.
Let's strap up next time.
Let's see. Boom! Right there. Stay square. Hey, oh, Foxy.
go, come on. They can work their feet. Come on, go, 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 go. Slide your feet. Stay together. Stay together.
Take care of yourself so that you can help us take care of our team. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Keep getting better.
Let's have a team now. One, two, three.
Two.
That's sights and sounds of training camp 2014, the first week. Still to come, we'll take a look at the Giants' fifth and sixth round draft picks and Paul Schwartz on the beat as we continue with Giants Access Blue, the training camp edition, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, the training camp report brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. Still to come on the beat with Paul Schwartz of the New York Post, but first a look at the Giants' fifth and sixth round draft picks.
Bennett Jackson, cornerback, Notre Dame.
Bennett Jackson, from Notre Dame, cornerback, you know, size, speed player. Should come in and contribute on special teams for us and battle for some back-end position in the backfield at the cornerback position. But we expect him to come in and battle for, you know, some special teams work early on in the season.
I'd say I'm a very energetic and physical player. I take pride in everything I do, and I kind of just like to run around and get after it. One of my goals is definitely to start on every special teams. I want to work my way up the depth chart, but obviously my main goal is just to make the 53-man roster.
Bennett Jackson is a corner from Notre Dame who we really like because of his raw athletic ability. He was a team captain, former wide receiver, so we thought he had a lot of upside to develop as a corner. He played well there, but we think he still has tons of upside, help as a special teamer right now.
It's like a dream come true, you know. It's something that you kind of build your way up to, making it to an NFL training camp. It just feels good to be out here, you know. So you want to make the best of each opportunity.
Devon Kennard, linebacker, USC.
Devon Kennard from USC. This guy's a big, tough, strong football player who played multiple positions there. We loved his intelligence and his passion for the game. His dad played in the league for a long time, so we liked the pedigree. And we expect him to come in here right now and learn really the middle linebacker position right now and grow into the other positions.
I'm going to play aggressive. You know, I feel like I'm a big physical linebacker, and you know, I'm not afraid of contact and to hit somebody. I just want to get better every day, you know, find as many ways as I can to help the team so, you know, when season comes, I can help the team win games.
He really showed us some stuff in the OTAs. He has some pass rush ability. He can play middle linebacker. He can play any of the linebacker positions. So we expect him to make the team and get a suit and play on special teams and backup spot play at other positions at linebacker.
He's one of the best feelings in the world. And now, you know, I just want to show I belong and do everything I can to help the team.
You know, some people want to say that this new offense is not a big deal. It's a big deal. It's very, very different. Even Tom Coughlin said the other day, there's so much more verbiage. In the old offense, they try to keep the play calls very short. Short, quick calls. Now the plays are much longer. They sound longer. There's more words. You know, Eli Manning said the coverages, the protection schemes might have been a number. Now they're a different kind of, they're not numbers anymore. So it's very new. It's very different. I think we're going to see from the first practice and from the other practices that it's shorter, quick passing. Look, it's the West Coast offense. We've all know what the West Coast offense is. And although this is not, you know, what Joe Montana and Jerry Rice did per se, this is the Packers. It is a West Coast offense that Ben McAdoo knows. It's what he grew up in. And I think it will look vastly different to the Giants and the fans. And most importantly, to opposing defenses. Giants defensive line, I think you can sum up in one name, Jason Pierre-Paul. Okay, now, people say that's so simple. He's only one guy. If he needs to be not a good player. He needs to be a great player for the Giants. He was a great player in 2011. They won the Super Bowl. Sure, he had a lot of help. Justin Tuck is not there anymore. Linval Joseph is not there anymore. Those were unquestionably the two best defensive linemen this team had last year. JPP needs to return to the 2011 form and be the great player, or else nothing works.
That wraps it up for this week's show and the first week of training camp for the New York Giants. If you're planning on coming out to Giants training camp next week, make sure you always check for the schedule at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Poppa. We'll see you again next Saturday night right here on My9 for another edition of Giants Access Blue, the training camp report, brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery. Portions of Giants Access Blue, the training camp report, are brought to you by MetLife. I can do this.